Hey, Shiz Masechta Menachas Daf Samach Aleph. We will begin Beis Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Samach on the Beis, 7 lines from the bottom. The Gemara continues to discuss the halachas of Hagasha. And the pasuk, and the Gemara says, Rav Shimon Aimer, the Rav Shimon taught us, the pasuk says, Vaveisa Esa Mincha, says the Gemara, Rav Shimon learns from the words, Vaveisa Esa Mincha, Larabbis Shar Menachas, other minchas kam minchas nachr minchas nashim lagasha. That all those kind of carbon mincha also require hagasha. Yochel continues the brayis shafani marbi shtei lechem alechem upon him. The same halacha perhaps applies to the shtei lechem and the lechem upon him. That they too should have to have hagasha. Ask the Gemara, tam aloyim me'elob, that the shtei lechem and the lechem upon him do not have to have Hagasha. So, of course, ask the Gemara, obvious question, Maris l'Rabbi Shar Menachas, why do we say that all these other Karban Menachas do require Hagasha? Maris l'Rabbi Shar Menachas, lo'yish yishtei lechem v'lechem upon him, why is that what is included and excluded? Answers the Braisa, Marvani Shar Menachas, she'esh ben l'ishim, the other Karbanas are burnt on the fire, so that's why they're similar to all the other Karban Mincha, where the Torah writes Hagasha. Or might say Nishtei Lechem Lech upon him, Shemem Lishim, that nothing is burnt on the Mizbeach. Ask the Gemara, Vla Michas Nesachim Kul Lishim, when we speak about the Michas Nesachim, the Karban that comes along with every, the Karban Mincha that comes along with every Karban, that is completely burnt. So would we say, Yochel, if the proba for being chayiv hagosha is anything that's burnt, so we should make an argument, yetun hagosha, that the michas nesachim should have to have hagosha. Tamaloymer, that's why the pasuk says, v'kriva, that the Torah is coming to exclude michas nesachim from hagosha. Says the Gemara, v'rafiktei, Rebbe already, Rav Shimon already told us from the word v'kriva, that the Michas Soita has Hagosha. So how is it available to teach us that halacha? Answer the Gemara, the Braisa says, V'kriva, V'kriva. The Torah could have just said the word Hikriv, Kariv. The Torah added the word Hey, and then the Torah said V'hikriv, and then the Torah, that's one addition, and then the Torah said V'kriva, the Hey at the end, the Vav at the beginning, the Hey at the end. Ask the Gemara, again, similar question. Marisel Rabbi Shar Menachas, why are we including other Menachas that they have to have a Gosha? Ulhoitzi Michas Nesachim, as the Michas Nesachim which we exclude, says the Gemara. Marbani Shar Menachas, we include the other Menachas, Shabbos Beklal Atzman. The five Menachas that are stated in the Torah that have to have a Gosha are all Karban Mincha that are brought independently, that there's an obligation or a situation where you have to bring those, that you have to bring those kabbalas. Whereas, maitzani michas nesachim, we exclude the michas nesachim, shein baba klal atzma. The reason you bring the michas nesachim is because, as we said a few moments ago, because you're bringing a carbon, with the carbon, you have to bring along michas nesachim. Ask the Gemara, if that's the way we're going to learn, they only come not because they're accompanying another carbon. So according to this line of reasoning, perhaps they would say that it requires hagasha. That's why the pasuk says that the Torah is coming to exclude the Michas Koyin and Michas Koyin Mashiach from hagasha. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that that's the purpose of this pasuk? Hamibay lelagufa, isn't this needed to teach us that they that shetuna agosha, that the michas that we are saying have to have agosha, should have agosha? So how is it available to exclude them? Answers the Gemara, mehiga shvigisha. So ask the Gemara further. Omaris l'Rabbi Shar Menachas, why are we including all other menachas? Loitzim michas koyan michas koy mashiach. Why is that the result we come to? Answers the Gemara, Mabani Shar Menachas, Sheyesh Mehem Lishim, part of the what we bring is put on the mizbech. The kaimitz is burnt. Bas b'klal atzman, you have an independent chiv to bring them. V'yesh mem l'kahanim, and the shari mincha are given to the kahanim. So that is similar to the menachas that the Torah says there's a din of hagasha to. However, when might say nishtei lechem lechem aponim, we exclude the shtei lechem lechem aponim. Shemem lishim, there's no, nothing is burnt. Michas nesachim is burnt, but ain't above b'chalal atzma. It only comes to accompany another carbon. And michas kahanim, michas kohen mashiach, shemem lekahanim, the kahanim don't get a shear. The Gemara brings a brisa that speaks about the carbon michas macheshes. The parah says, "V'heir ma'karim and mincha eskas garosa v'iktem mizbeicha ishireich nechayich l'shem." That we put a kaimitz on the mizbeach yachol the kli. We would think, as we discussed previously in our shiurim, that the kamitza could be done with a kli. Tamalayim, the pasuk says, "V'reimim remenu bekumtza malahalin." When we speak about kamitza throughout halacha, the halacha is always done the kamtza with his hand and now with a keli. Afa ramakan, the aroma that we speak about here is also done the kamtza with his hand and not with a kli. So the Gemara said that michas nesachim doesn't come for itself. So the Brisker Rav asks the question, we've learned numerous times in our shiurim that michas nesachim does not necessarily have to the michas nesachim does not have to necessarily come along with the carbon. We learned many times, maybe adam minchas kabana ayoyim, you could bring your carbon today, and you could bring the michas nesachim 10 days later. So why does the Gemara say that they come together? Says the Brisker Rav that although they don't necessarily aren't delivered together, but the Gemara means to say that it's a carbon mincha, that its origin of being obligated to bring it is because of the carbon. The fact that it doesn't actually come along with the carbon is not what the Gemara is focusing. The Gemara here spoke about that when you bring a carbon mincha, whatever type of carbon mincha, you have to make a kaimitz. So I saw the Rishonim and Achrayim debate that there's a din, and we learned it actually in Masechta Zvachim, that tzaddik aleph and beis, the misnadav adam shemen b'fnei atzmai. A person to donate a carbon, which is just shemen, just oil. And the obvious question is, if every carbon mincha we donate has to have a kaimitz, how do you take a kaimitz off oil? So Rabbeinu Gershon says that even by oil, you should cup your hands together and be able to hold your hand, hold the oil in the palm of your hand. Tosfos Yontif says that even though, as we just learned, kamitza is not normally done with a keli, here kamitza is actually done with a keli. Says the Mishnah, one of the other avoidas that you have to do with a carbon mincha is tenufa, which we're going to discuss extensively in our shir. Says the El tenufas, tunas, tenufa, bena tunas kasha. Some things require tenufa, the waving, and some things require agosha, as we're going to see, bringing it next to the mizbeach. Explains the Mishnah. Loit shem shel metzora, v'shama, when the metzora finishes being a metzora, he brings a loit shemen together with a carbon asham. That loit shemen is spritzed and then put on his right ear, right toe and right thumb. The shemen requires tenufa. The bikurim k'divrei Rabbi Elazar, the bikurim, which the first fruit of the Zion Haminim, you have to bring to the Beis Hamikdash to give to the Kohen, and that too requires tenufa. Ve'mur shel mayachid, when an individual donates a carbon shlamim, the murim that are burnt on the mizbeach are required tenufa. The chaz v'shoik shlam, the chaz and shoik of a carbon shlamim require tenufa. Echad anashim, echad v'nashim Yisrael, this halacha applies whether it was brought by a male or a female member of Klal Yisrael. Mar will elaborate. V'loy b'acherim, the Gemara will elaborate what a cherem means. The Sfas Emes and the Shash make the point that when the Mishnah said that we do tenufa on the Chaz of Ishaik of the Shama Yochid, don't we also do tenufa on the Chaz of Ishaik on the Shama Tzibur? So they answer that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rebbe that by every carbon shlomim, by Shama Tzibur, they do tenufa on the entire carbon. Amish is focusing when we do tenufa on part of the carbon, which is only done according to them by Chaz of Ishaik. There's another place where the Torah requires that tenufa be done. The pasuk says, "V'locha hakoynes azroya b'sheila min ha'ayil v'chalas matzis acham min ha'sal v'kik matzis acham v'nosal kapi ha'nozer achas galchis nozroi." The Torah says there's a tenufa process done with the lachmei nazir. And the question that the Rishonim ask is why is that not included in our Mishnah? And the Kiran Iris suggests that that is included in the category of what the Mishnah just spoke about, the tenufa of the Shalmei Yochid. Shtei lechem that are brought on Shavuos together with the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, Ketzu Oyser, how is the tenufa done? The shtei lechem are put on the top of the two animals, and then he puts his hands below them. You go up and down and sideways. Then we go in all directions. And this becomes a very important part of today's discussion that wherever the Torah tells us to do tenufa. For example, we're going to speak about tenufa that's done when one shakes the lulav. There's always a purpose, and we're going to speak about different pshatim, but the bottom line or the summary of the various pshatim that we're going to suggest really encompasses the same point. It all comes to recognize our connection. It all comes to recognize our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tenufa Isa, says the Mishnah further, the tenufa was done by Mizrach on the east side of the Azara, not on the west side. The Agasha was done by Marav on the west side of the Mizbeach. Tenufas, furthermore, says the Mishnah, tenufas cut in Agashas. First we do tenufa, and then we do Agasha. Rashi says that when the Mishnah says that we do tenufa on the Mizrach side, Rashi says the Mishnah doesn't mean that it has to be exclusively done on the Mizrach side. Rather, what Rashi says it means, you could also do it on the Mizrach side, but you could do it on any side you want. The Rambam disagrees, and the Rambam says, no, that the Mishnah should be taken literally, that it has to be done on the east side. The Ravid makes a very strong argument to support the Rambam, because he explains that the Mizrach is much further from the Beis HaMikdash than the Ma'ariv. And the halacha is that you're not allowed to go too close to the Beis HaMikdash unless you have to. So says the Ravid, now we can understand what the Rambam just said. The Rambam is telling us that since the Mishnah said you could do tenufa on the east side, and the east side is a spot that's better for them to stand, don't do it on the west side. So the question, of course, is how will Rashi explain this? That so says the says the Karen Ira, that how do we understand Rashi? So they explain, the Rashi learns that the halacha is that anywhere is mutter. If anywhere is mutter, so then that's, and not only is anywhere mutter, that's what the Torah prefers, so that's why you should do it closer to the Beis HaMikdash if at all possible. So why does the Rambam disagree? So the Karen Ira explains, because the Rambam is of the opinion that Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs. And therefore, if you could do it on the Mizrach side, don't do it on the Ma'ariv side. Continues the Mishnah. Michas Oyim and Michas Kanoz, Tunas Hagoshim and Tanufa, the Lechem upon him, and Michas Tasochim, ain't Tunas Loy Hagoshim and Loy Tanufa. Says the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Oyimer, Shloy Sheminim Atunas Shlolosh Mitzvahs. There are three mitzvahs that apply to three different types of kabbonis. Shtayim, but each one of these three different kabbonis, Shtayim B'kolachs Mehem, two of the three rules apply to each one, the Shlishis Eimbehem, but the third rule does not apply. Ve'elahein, what are the three kabbonis we're speaking about, says the Mishnah, the Zivchei Shama Yochid, the Zivchei Shama Tzibur, and the Shama Tzoyra. And the Mishnah explains, Zivchei Shama Yochid, Tenu Smicha Mechayim. The Zivchei Shama Yochid, we have to do Smicha on the animal even before it was killed, and then we do Tenufa, Shrutin after was killed. Ve'imem Tenufa Chayim, but there's Tenufa Shrutin, Ve'imem Tenufa Chayim, there's no Tenufa done while the animal was still alive. Zivchei Shama Tzibur, Tenunin Tenufa Chayim v'Shrutin. We do Tenufa both when the animal is alive and after it was killed. Ve'imem Smicha. And the reason is, because this is a Karmat Tzibur. And what is the concept behind smicha? The concept behind smicha is that the owner of the carbon does smicha. But here there's no specific owner. It's brought by everybody. Furthermore, Vashem Mitzayra, says the Gemara, Vashem Mitzayra, the halach is tan smicha v'tanufa, chai, this tanufa, the smicha and tanufa done while the animal's alive, and says, the Mishnah, however, Ve'imah Tanufa Shochet, after the animal was killed, there is no Tanufa. Begins the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, the Pasuk says, Vikra Oysel Osham, Vesloig Hashemen, Ve'enef Oysom Tanufa, Ve'lamish Tunu Tanufa Keched. The carbon Osham and the Loig Shemen that are brought by the Mitzayra have Tanufa at the same time. Menayin continues the Mishnah. The Gemara, I'm sorry. That's why if you did separate tenufas, you yotza, tamalaymer, fikra oisir loshim aslaig shemen tehenif. The fact that it was said beloshin yochid is an indication that it can be done separately. Yochel yainif yachsav yonif. Once we would think that after you did tenufa on all of them together, we could also do tenufa on each one separately. You do tenufa together, and like that, you'll fulfill all the different possible definition of the pasuk. Talam elaymer, the pasuk tenufa. Tenufa is done once. V'loy tenufais, not a series of tenufas. Continues the Gemara, as we discussed. The Mishnah said that tenufa is done on the mizrach. Says the Gemara, the fact that our Mishnah says that tenufa was done by the mizrach side is that when the Torah says the Tanuf is done l'fnei Hashem, is the l'fnei Hashem means the Mizrach side. Ask the Gemara v'Amrit, haven't we learned that when the Pasuk says l'fnei Hashem, Yochel, here the Pasuk is speaking about the Hagosha, Yochel, l'fnei Pasuk says that Hagosha is done l'fnei Hashem, Yochel, the Ma'ariv, we should think that should be done on the Ma'ariv side. Amri to which the Gemara says, Hani mili b'mincha dekri chattis. When is that said by mincha that's called chattis? V'chattis tunu yisoid. Now, locha, as we learned in Masechta Zvachim, is that the shiori adam of a karmen chattis are poured on the yisoid of Mizbeach, on the base of Mizbeach. And we also learned that the Karen Dremis Mizrach is loyal yisoid, that the east-west corner did not have a corner, I have a base, and where there's no base, we can't do Hagosha. And when the Pasuk says the Pnei Mizbeach, it means the Dorim. And when it says another corner, it must be the southwest corner, because the north, southeast corner has no Yisoid. Aval Hochab, where we don't have that requirement of Yisoid, the Mizrach itself, Lifnei Hashem, Krinibah, is called Lifnei Hashem. We asked further, we learned further in the Mishnah, the Bikurim to Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that the Bikurim that are brought on Shavuos, this Tanufa as Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov taught us. Ask the Mamai Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, what does that mean? The Tanya, the Pasuk in Parshat Bikurim says, the Torah speaks about Bikurim requiring Tanufa, as Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said. My time to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Why does Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov say that the Bikurim required Tanufa? Says the Gemara, Gama Yad Yad Mishlamim. He learns the following Gzeir Shava. Ksiv Hacha. The Torah about the Parshat Bikurim says, V'loka Chakoyin Hatana Miyodecha. V'ksiv Hosam Berkav Mishlamim. It says, Yad of Tiyana. Ma Kan. Just like when we speak about the Bikurim, it requires Tanufa through the Koyin. Afla Halan, so too by the Shlomim, Tanufa has to be done by the Koyin. Furthermore, Malahalan Babalan, just like by the Bikurim, Tanufa has to be done by the people who are bringing the carbon, so too by Malahalan, by the Shlomim, the Tanufa is done by the Balan, by the owner. Afkan, by the Bikurim, it's done by Balan. Okay, so how is this all reconciled? The Kohen puts his hands under the hands of the owners, and that's how he does Tanufa. Of course, all the Rishonim ask the question, why is this not considered a Chatzitza if there's the owner's hands in between the Kohen's hands and the owner's hands? So there's three answers to this. One is that there's no din of Chatzitza by Tanufa. Explaining that a little better is because the Tanufa has to really be done by the owner. And since the owner has no chatzitza, the Kohen having chatzitza doesn't bother us. Another explanation is that the Kohen puts his hands on the bottom and the owner puts his hands by the side. So there's nothing, the hands are not touching. And of course, the third teretz is that the Torah specifically prescribed that this is the way Tanufa, this is the way Tanufa is supposed to take place. And since this is the way the Torah says Tanufa is supposed to take place, so the Torah says here we're not worried about a chatzitza. When the Tanufa is done, Rashi in Masechet Erevin says we make a bracha on the Tanufa. But Rashi doesn't point out who's the one that makes the bracha. Is it the owner or the kohen or both? The Michas Chinuch says it's really connected to what we just discussed. That according to Rashi, the primary participant in the Tanufa is the owner, and therefore they're the ones that make the bracha. According to Tosfos, he says that the primary person doing the Tanufa is the Kohen, and therefore according to Tosfos, the Kohen should make the bracha. Tosefta, the Braisa brings down, we've been discussing in our Shiurim, that the Shtei Alechem, the Shtei Kvasim and Shavuos require Tanufa. And the question is, how is that done? Some suggest one Kohen under another Kohen. And of course, I saw that the Achronim ask, here, we just finished having a whole discussion, why is there no problem when we have the owner and the Kohen? And we came up with a number of answers. Certainly, when it's two kahanim, how could it be permissible to allow two kahanim to do the tanufa and it should not be chatzitza? So the Sefer Chasdei David answers to that question that it's a practical reason. The reason two kahanim participated in the tanufa because otherwise the animal was too heavy. Another explanation I saw that the Kohanim, when they, this the Chazon Yecheskel, Rav Chazkel Abramsky says, he says when the Kohanim did the Tanufa, B'reshtei Alechem, and we're learning now from the Braisa that two Kohanim did the Tanufa, because it's specifically to represent what we just learned in our Gemara. They explain one Kohen represents as the one kind represents like the owner of the carbon, And one kohen represents the kohanim. And therefore, you should have two kohanim participate in the tenufa. It's interesting that the Rambam, we just learned that Bikurim required tenufa. The Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Beis, says, Ukshem Shetun and tenufa, just like they require tenufa, Kach Tun and Karben Shlomim, Vashir, Vena Karben Akevis. So what the Gemara is saying, what the Rambam is saying, is that when we bring Bikurim, we have to do tenufa, we have to have song. There's a carbon that comes along, but it's not essential. So I saw the Rabbi Yosha Ber Salvechik explains, is why is there a different din for the carbon versus the tenufa and the shear? Rabbi Yosha Ber Salvechik explains that the tenufa is considered part of the bringing of the Bikurim. Since it's considered part of bringing the Bikurim, so you have to have tenufa, because that's the way you bring Bikurim. The carbon is not part of the Bikurim. So the Rambam is saying anything that's part of the Bikurim process, there you have to have tenufa. What's not part of the Bikurim process, you should do, but it's not the same that should be considered essential. Says the Gemara, we just learned the Bikurim requiring tenufa is the opinion of Lezba Yaakov. Ask the Gemara, V'leim namikud Rabbi Yehuda. Why doesn't the Gemara also comment that it is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda? The Tani, the Brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the Pasuk says, V'nacht lofnei Hashem alakecha, zutanufa. At time zutanufa, the Brisa itself asks, O'ein el anocha, that you should place the Bikurim by the Mizbeach. Says the Brisa, K'shoymer, so we already know the halacha of anocha. Hamani mekayim v'nachta. So the new tenufa. So why is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion not quoted? Answers the Gemara. Amar Rava ha'abakas batchila. The pasuk that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov uses for his source is a pasuk that's mentioned before the pasuk that Rabbi Yehuda uses. That's why Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, was mentioned first. The Gemara gives another teretz, why Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is the one that's quoted, and not Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Hoyel Rav Gavrei. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov was a very big Talmid Chacham. We also have many places in Shas that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is Mishnos Kav V'Noki. It doesn't appear that often, but whatever he says, V'Noki is excellent. So that's why the Gemara is always seeking to quote Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. We learned in the Mishnah, Temur Yishlam Yochid V'Chaz V'Shoik Shlam Echad Anoshim Yisrael Avloi B'Achim. So as we pointed out, the Gemara immediately asks, My Kamer, what did the Mishnah mean to say with this statement? Says the Gemara, Amri Yudah Kamer, Echad Anoshim V'Echad Anoshim, both a carbon brought by men or women, Karbon and Tenufa, they have to have Tenufa, but Tenufa Atzma, but the actual Tenufa is done by Yisrael, Avaloi B'Dei Noshim, women themselves are not, should not be the one that's doing Tenufa, and when a carbon was brought by a woman, the Tenufa on that carbon was done by the Kayin, and he represented himself as a Kayin, and he also represented himself as the representative of the woman who is the one that's bringing the carbon. Tanur Rabbanan, says the Gemara, going further with this halacha, the pasuk when it speaks about Tenufa, uses the word B'nai Yisrael. From here we learn that Menifin, the Yisrael, do hanof tenufa, then have the kachavim benifim, but not the nachrim. B'nei Yisrael, benifim, only men, v'nei nashim benifis, now women. Amar Rabbi Yossi, to which Rabbi Yossi comments, but tzirin shechilak ha-kosim and kavim Yisrael, kavim have the kachavim. We find that the kavim of Yisrael requires smicha, and the kavim of the kachavim and nashim don't have to have smicha. Yoch nachrim tenufa, the same halacha should be said regarding tenufa, and we should say that the carbon of a nakri and the carbon of an isha has no tenufa. Says the Gemara, loy. Malichal b'smicha, when we differentiate by smicha shesmicha bebalim, nachum betenufa shetenufa bekanim, when we speak about the smicha, it's done by the owner. So if they can't do tenufa, they can't do smicha. But if they can't do the smicha, it means that they're exempt. Tenufa, which does not necessarily have to have the owner doing the tenufa, the kohen can do the tenufa. So we could suggest that therefore, even though they, the woman, cannot do tenufa, the kohen could do tenufa on their behalf. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, it came out that Meloy B'nai Yisrael, to teach us, B'nai Yisrael Menifim, Vein of the Chavim Menifim, B'nai Yisrael Menifim, Vein Noshim Menifis. So according to this version, it's like this. Both women and Nachrim don't have smicha. And the Rishonim point out, because the smicha has to be done in the Azara, and both Noshim and Nachrim are not allowed to enter the Azara. But even though that's the case, the Shita says that while it's being brought, the owner who's not in the Azara, wherever he is, should be saying vidui and davening anyway. And then when it comes to Nufa, there's no Tanufa that Bnei Yisrael do at Tanufa. The Noshim have the Kohen doing Tanufa on their behalf, and the Nachrim don't have Tanufa at all. So the question is, the Gemara said that Smicha cannot be done by somebody else, because smicha is something that has to be done by the owner. So of course, Tosfos already asked the question, but throughout Shas, we have a concept of Shluchas Shlodim Kamoisai. So we have a concept of Shluchas Shlodim Kamoisai, even if they can't do it, why can they not ask somebody else to do smicha on their, why can't they ask somebody else to do the smicha on their behalf because of Shluchas Shlodim Kamoisai? So Rav Yosef Engel, and a sefer Lekach Toiv, uses this Gemara to teach us a very important concept. The question that we learn is, how do we understand the Shluch Shalom Kamaisai? Does Shluch Shalom Kamaisai mean that the Shliach is me? Or Shluch Shalom Kamaisai means that the Torah says a Chiddush, that if a Shliach does it, it's good enough. And from here, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, we have a Raya, that Shluch Shalom Kamaisai means that the shlich is an extension of me. If the shlich is an extension of me, if there's something I can't do, then the shliach can't do it either, because how could an extension of me be more stronger? How could an extension of me be stronger than me myself? Here we're learning the Gemara excluded women from certain parts of the carbon. The Shulchan Aruch says, and the Gemara was speaking about what a Nachri is excluded, what is woman excluded. The Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Simon Yudalit Sif Alf says, Tzitzis Sha'asu Goy, Psula. Tzitzis that were made by a Nachri is possible. Shnei Medabim Na Yisrael, Lamat Goyim. Aval Eisha, K'sher La'Soyson. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, a woman could put tzitzis on, tie the tzitzis on. The Rama, however, says, Yesh machmir la'atzruch anoshim, she'asu ason, that those that are machmir, that it should only be men, v'toiv las kein l'chatchila. Asked among Avram, why does the Shulchan Aruch hold that an isha could put on tzitzis? Don't we know that whenever the pasuk says Daba b'nei Yisrael, we exclude Noshim and Achrim, like in our Gemara. So if that's the case, the Torah says by Tzitzis Daba Bnei Yisrael, that's why they should be excluded. And in fact, the Mishnah Berura says that that's the reason that Ramah did not want that women should put on Tzitzis Daba Bnei Yisrael V'loi Bnei Yisrael. Rabbi Kiv Eger quotes Mizrahi. He says that that's not true. If the Torah just uses the word B'nai Yisrael, it does not automatically exclude B'nai Yisrael. For on the contrary, the Torah equates men and women. And under normal circumstances, when it says B'nai Yisrael, it means all Jews, because unless there's a special reason for the Torah that the Torah says we're excluding women. And therefore, the fact that it just says B'nai Yisrael does not exclude women. And that's why he says it's most understandable what the Shulchan Aruch says, that women could put on the tzitzis. I over here, why are we saying that women are excluded from tenufa? So he says that because that kabbonis are mitzvah seishes magroma, they only can be brought by day. So here, when the Torah says B'nai Yisrael, he says it must be excluding women. But in other places where we don't have to automatically say that B'nai Yisrael exclude women, we're not quick to exclude them unless there's a specific reason to do so.